I can't remember exactly what case I was looking for when I learned about the woman who wished to drive a taxi cab in Columbus, Ohio. Perhaps it was the description of the legal argument that caught my eye. Insofar as it prohibits employment of women as drivers of taxi cabs, the law is an unwarranted and unreasonable restriction on personal liberty and not within the proper police power, either in the furtherance of the physical well-being of women or of the public weal or morals. The year was 1928, and the woman in the case had taken a job as a taxicab driver in Columbus for a company called Cy Hills 50 Cent Cab Company. But the Columbus Director of Public Safety refused to license her. Back then, you see, the Ohio Code prohibited female cabbies. And that's not the only profession prohibition. The law actually kept women out of a variety of jobs. Here's what it said. The employment of females in the following professions or capacities is hereby prohibited, to wit, crossing watchman, section hand, express driver, molder, bellhop, taxi driver, jitney driver, gas or electric meter reader, ticket seller, except for certain hours, workers in blast furnaces, smelters, mines, quarries, except in the offices thereof, shoe shining parlors, bowling alleys, pool rooms, bar rooms and saloons or public drinking places, in delivery service on wagons or automobiles, in operating freight or baggage elevators, in baggage handling, freight handling and trucking of any kind, or in employments requiring frequent or repeated lifting of weights over 25 pounds. Think about that. 1928 wasn't that long ago. The would-be cabbie sued because she didn't think it was fair that she wasn't able to make a living for herself as she chose. The court eventually sided with her and provided a quick history lesson along the way. It used to be, the court wrote, that women didn't have many rights. If a woman married, all the rights were wrapped up in her husband. Back then, a wife, a child, a pet, a horse were all, and I'm quoting from a case here, his to command. There's another line from another case, too, something about a man holding a woman in the hollow of his hand to be crushed when he willed it. A reminder of the way law treated women in family relationships isn't precisely relevant to employment, really, except that the court saw a direct correlation between the jobs restriction law and the way women had been treated generally in the past. It struck down the law in 1928 as unconstitutional. And you celebrate the forward-thinking nature of the courts until you read a case from 1948, 20 years later, in which the United States Supreme Court decided that it was perfectly okay for Michigan to prevent women from becoming bartenders. The sharp line between the sexes is perfectly constitutional, the court wrote, even though women had taken on men's virtues and their vices by the late 1940s. It's one way for the state to control liquor consumption, you see, and prevent unexplained moral and social problems, the court wrote. So a little over 50 years ago, women could drive a cab in Ohio, but they couldn't tend bar in Michigan. Today, you see women cabbies, women bartenders, and even women who drive semis. We've come a long way, baby. I'm Amy Guida.